The studies of high-performance individuals verify again and again that positive self-esteem is the key ingredient. Studies of business managers and sales personnel attest to the same ingredient. Salespeople who doubt their own self-worth have only temporary success, if they ever even get off the ground. And managers lacking in self-esteem seem to plateau very quickly or become paper shufflers. But the real top producers in business always seem to feel good about themselves because they realize that the measure of success in life is not so much based on the external conditions as it is with the deep-seated belief in one's own worth. Of all of our judgments through life, none is more important than the estimate we place on ourselves according to our own internal standards. To develop an even higher degree of positive self-esteem, winners learn to understand that self-development is a lifetime program. As we were growing up, many of us played an inferior role to the adults in our lives. We were told what to do and what not to do. We were constantly reminded of our shortcomings, and we were told, "Don't always interrupt," and "Children should be seen and not heard." "You're not old enough to do that. Here, let Dad show you how it's done." This bombardment can take its toll and can grow into the troubled teens and the generation gap if it's practiced continually. The low achievers in life seem to water and cultivate the early seeds of inferior feelings with their own imaginations, and they develop strong prickly weeds which stick and irritate them for many years to come. You know, I've read about a native tribe in South America whose people have been dying prematurely of a strange malady for many generations. It was finally discovered that the disease was caused by the bite of an insect, which lives in the walls of their adobe homes. The natives have several possible solutions. They can destroy the insects with an insecticide. They can destroy and rebuild their homes. They can move to another area where there are no such insects. Or they can continue to live and die early, just as they have done for generations. And you know, they've chosen to remain as they are and die early. They've taken the path of no change and least resistance. And many people in life have a similar attitude about personal development. On the one hand, they know that learning brings about change, but on the other hand, they seem to resist change. They know that many people have overcome great obstacles to become great, but they can't imagine it happening to them. And so they resign themselves to be the also-rans in life, wishing and envying away their lives. These low achievers learn the habit of concentrating on their failures and all the negative events in their lives, with self-talk that seems to reinforce this losing cycle. Because they're controlled by external standards that have been set by others, they often set their sights too high to begin with, and as they fail to reach their goals again and again, these failures become set in their subconscious self-images as actual targets and real goals of their own. This explains why so many well-meaning people have what I like to call permanent potential. In other words, they almost succeed over and over again, having only temporary or fleeting success, which fails to materialize into any solid lifestyle at all. It's also interesting to note that the blowhards in life, the ones who yell the loudest for service and try to get your attention, are really calling for help because of low self-esteem. What they're really shouting is, "Help! Look at me, please!" There's also a growing tendency today among many individuals to display an array of expensive possessions and outward trappings of affluence. This concentration on status symbols is more likely to say to others that the owner is actually lacking in self-esteem rather than the fact that he's rich. It's possible that only those with a strong sense of self-worth can afford to display a modest image to the community, and they usually do. But there's another side to modesty. Humility is serving others with value. Humiliation is when you tear yourself down in the process. Many people are prevented from using their talents because they live under the mistaken belief that it's wrong to be competitive, even as a means of testing their inner abilities and develop skills. They've become fanatic in their cry that it's wrong to be rich. They have the notion that it's noble to be poor and that poverty leads to spiritual purity. They rationalize from the scriptures that money is the root of all evil, not realizing that they're misquoting the timeless wisdom that the love of money is the root of all evil. When money, power over others, and personal gain are the major goals in life, then moral and economic crises are not far behind, not only for the individual, but for the entire society. You see, wealth is only a source of happiness when it's employed to do good for others. If you are developing a lifestyle that is pleasing and inspiring to yourself, and if your efforts are setting a healthy example for those who look to you for guidance and encouragement, then you are indeed a wealthy person. But lest you get the wrong impression, I see nothing wrong at all in being extremely financially successful. In fact, that's what free enterprise and the psychology of winning are all about. We should have the right to earn as much as we're willing to work and create for, by providing products or services that benefit as many people as we can. And there's the key, that benefit others, not exploit them, not cater to their insecurities, to their sexual perversions or their obsessions. Financial resource is behind every scientific breakthrough, every medical technology, every industry, every book we read, and every job we have. Financial wealth is the harvest of our collective and individual productivity, and I believe in enjoying the fruits of my labors without guilt. Quality in everything is what we should invest in. It demands the highest price because it's made to function properly and to last a long time.